It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
A sociologist on MSNBC threw cold water on all the media's claims that the March for Our Lives protests were spontaneous and led by the nation's children. University of Maryland sociologist Dana Fisher conducted a study of the demographics of Saturday's march in D.C. and discovered that less than 10% of those in the crowd were actually under the age of 18. It is likely that many of those who showed up were simply liberal activists. The study was done by going through the crowds with tablets and conducting surveys of participants. David Hogg, one of the survivors and media activists after the Parkland shooting, who's been at the forefront of demanding gun control, is under a little bit of scrutiny for possibly not being at the school when the shooting happened. So here is audio of him giving his account and saying he wasn't there at the school but rode his bike in later that day.
On the day of the shooting, I got my camera and got on my bike and rode as fast as I could 3 miles from my house to the school to get as much video and get on as many interviews as I could, because I knew that this could not be another mass shooting.
And then there's an interview where he says he was in class when he heard gunshots.
I was in my environmental science class when the first gunshot echoed through the hallways. We never had an active shooter.
So that's weird.
Yeah, but did you read the rest of the story, though?
Yeah,
they're saying that he was at school. He later went back that night. They kind of messed up what he was saying. He said he went back to school later in the evening to record everything.
Yeah, so kind of weird. And so there's
Not really. It's not weird at all.
Well,
he was in school, and then he went home and came back later that night and wanted to document what happened.
That's what they're saying now, but I'm just saying
this is like a conspiracy theory thing?
No, it's just I'm reporting the news.
I just don't know how this is all in the garbage, though. I don't get all that, but okay.
Well, David Hogg is kind of like a celebrity right now. It's kind of like he's in everywhere and everyone's talking about it, so is the march.
Yeah, I know, but okay.
Hashtag who bit Beyonce has been trending on Twitter since Tiffany Haddish says someone bit Beyonce's face the night they took a selfie. Tiffany Haddish partially spilled the beans in a new interview with GQ, where the comedian revealed that a mystery actress bit Beyonce while they were at a party all together back in December. So she recalled of the incident. Beyonce stormed away, went up to Jay-Z and was like, "Jay, come here, this bee," and snatched him. That's when they all went to the back of the room. She was like, "What just happened?" And Beyonce's friend walked up and was like, "Can you believe this bee just bit Beyonce? She's going to get her blank beat tonight." So the singer's rep told GQ, "I absolutely cannot comment on any of this as I have no knowledge. Two names in question out of the actress attendees kind of came up. So Sanaa Lathan and Sarah Foster."
I don't know either one of those two.
I don't either. Lathan wrote in a tweet, "Y'all are funny. Under no circumstances did I bite Beyonce. And if I did, it would have been a love bite." Foster also denied she played any part in the incident on Instagram, writing, "Flattering that anyone thinks I could even get that close to Beyonce." So I don't know. That's very strange. Nickelodeon has ended its relationship with Dan Schneider. This is some juicy scoop. So the producer behind many of the channel's signature scripted series is who Dan Schneider is. A Nickelodeon spokesperson said in a statement, "Dan and his Schneider's Bakery team have created a string of lasting groundbreaking hits over the years, including iCarly, Drake and Josh, Victorious, Kenan and Kel, and the current number one hit show on Nickelodeon, Henry Danger. We thank Dan and Schneider's Bakery producers, executives, and social media team for their immeasurable contributions to Nickelodeon. And we wish them the best in their future endeavors. And Dan and Schneider's Bakery are proud of the work they did together with Nickelodeon and will always remain big fans of the network." Well, so Henry Danger is going to move ahead with the fifth season. Nickelodeon, however, has canceled another one of his current series, Game Shakers. Now, this is what makes this juicy. So they're coming out and they're making it seem like, I don't know, like for random reasons, he's not going to work there anymore. The real tea is, he has been under scrutiny for years and suspicion over the treatment of some younger stars on the show. And I'm talking like molestation type of weird stuff. So among the things that have raised eyebrows are he's tweeted photos of the toes of his young female stars. This has been going on for years of people in the industry saying, "Just wait, we've got Kevin Spacey, we've got Harvey Weinstein. One of the other big people that's going to come out as a creep is going to be Dan Schneider, who has 100% been conning young stars, you know, the Amanda Bynes is, stuff like that, into having sex with him and doing weird things with him in order to give them starring roles in the shows on Nickelodeon."
Sounds like Hollywood to me.
So it seems like Nickelodeon is kind of getting behind this because it's about to drop, so they're like letting him go first before this all comes out and it makes them look bad.
We won't remember any of this then. Good timing.
This is juicy. Angelina Jolie has been dating a real estate agent while her ex Brad Pitt is also quietly dating around, but no hints were given to those who those lucky ladies are. And Angelina source says, yes, she is seeing someone. The source says that Pitt was also moved on, and any possibility of him getting back together with Jolie is highly unlikely. People talk about them reuniting, but it will never happen. Things between Brett and Angie really ended poorly, and while they've attempted therapy with the six children they share, they can barely be in the same room together. And as far as Brad goes, they said he's very private about who he's seeing, but he does continue to casually date. The women he sees are not in the public eye, which I thought was interesting. I wonder, like, how do you, if you're not in the public eye, how do you get on Brad Pitt's radar? Like, can I get on Brad Pitt's radar?
Do you have, like, somebody searching for him, kind of, like, looking out, like, hey.
It must be.
Come over here.
That's the garbage.
Thank you, Alex. Check it out, RadioNowIndy.com. Click on the Joe and Alex Show. Also on our Instagram, we post that every single day on our Instagram story. Follow us, Joe and Alex Show.